Today is St. Patrick's Day, a day when they say everyone is Irish, and that includes the members of the surrealist humor ensemble, the Firesign Theatre.
And after a busy day in an undisclosed location, the president denied rumors that placed him and his father on either side of Ronald Reagan in a triumphal sculptured monument planned for the decomposed granite face of Mount Bushmore in the Rogue State Range of Greater Texas. Absurd, the president said. My plan allows for only one triumphal head in which my features will be morphed with those of our previous beloved leaders so that all the presidents look just like me. This is Bill Undermutter for CNN No Evil News all over the biosphere. Coming up, a St. Patrick's Day special on the Golden Hind. Or if you want to watch something with slightly higher production values, a lifelong vegetarian gets eaten by cannibals on Real Irony. Got a problem with that one? It's a free country. Don't watch.
Hello, I'm Bob Hind, and welcome to another of my Golden Hind specialty cruises. Today in studio, my guests are Peggy and Vernon's soccer mom, and they're from Elmertown. Hello, Vern.
We watch you all the time, Bob.
Except when your show runs against Destroyer Robobots on Cabletown Prime.
You know, I TiVo that one, and then you can run it backwards and watch all the pieces come together.
Well, just like our relationship, Bob.
I wish I knew what that meant.
You don't want to know, Bob.
Well, we could talk on and on about it, and then we wouldn't have to go with you on this disappointing trip to the Emerald City of Ireland.
Oh, but it was free, Bob. We won it at the Elmertown Little Theatre Silent Running Auction.
Was it an all-expense-paid tour?
Yeah, we paid all the expenses.
Ah, and you flew Fly Irish, I understand.
Yes, that's where we spent most of our once-in-a-weekend 26-hour vacation.
And it was really affordable, Bob.
Really? Affordable?
Isn't that what I just said?
Yes, well, you did, dear.
Well, you know, once we converted the sinking dollar into robust euros, it cost us peanuts.
But there was duty on the peanuts.
That's why I wouldn't eat them.
Well, we're halfway through the show, and you haven't even left the ground.
Oh, that's because we spent the first 6 hours driving from Long Island to Sweden.
Sweden? You had the pedal to the metal, didn't you?
Well, Vern thought it was Sweden, Bob, but actually it was Oswego.
Still sounds like Sweden to me.
Yeah, it does to me, too.
Yeah.
So, did they feed you during the flight?
Oh, yes. We had a choice of mince, water, and gum.
And they keep the gum under the seat.
Very convenient.
It sure was.
Well, before this show is over, you better show us your vacation video.
Well, here we are in the transient hangar at Cork.
Oh, that's me going back and forth through the X-ray machine.
Wow, look at the tan you got.
And here we are at last inside the authentic Celtic airport bar.
Yeah, with a real old Irish name, like it says there on the window. Mm-hmm. To noip sit, to sap snug on.
What the heck does that mean?
Well, when you go outside and read it, it says...
No guns past this point.
It's an ancient Irish folk saying.
And here comes the authentic Irish pub keeper.
Bottom of the afternoon to you. Would you like to buy a genuine Oswego casino t-shirt?
He told us it's the oldest pub in the airport.
People have been drinking there since 1000.
And it's already 4:30.
That is one long time.
Mm-hmm. And here comes the highlight of the trip.
I got to kiss the Blarney Stone.
The famous Blarney Stone is right in the bar.
Yeah, there's one under every stool.
No waiting.
You have to bend backwards over the stool, though.
While the cute old bartender holds your feet.
I see. There goes your dress, Peggy, over your head.
It's traditional, Bob.
In more ways than one.
Then it was back on the plane, and we were home in a flash.
I flashed all the way back.
Well, good heavens. Look at the antlers on our studio moose clock. It's time to say goodbye again to the world of snails and adventure when we sail together on the Golden Hind.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
We're not actually showing this on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, but we actually met him, Bob.
You met St. Patrick?
Oh, it's not Saint, Bob. The ST stands for street.
And that's where we found him, writhing in a pool of hallucinations.
Was he driving out snakes?
Oh, they looked more like gummy worms.
Well, up the Irish, as we say. I'm Bob Hind, and I'm brought to you today by Fly Irish, the discount Irish airbase, where they fly you for peanuts from near here, where you are, to near there, where you hope you want to be. Happy jet trails.
Thanks, Bob.
Would you like to buy one of these Oswego casino t-shirts?
The moose clock. We could put it over the moose clock.
Well, this one has peanut stains on it, but you can have it for half price.
Let's run that part about her skirt again.
The Firesign Theatre. Phil Austin, Peter Bergman, David Osman, and Phil Proctor. Their latest CD is called All Things Firesign. There's more holiday humor from the group on our website, npr.org.